Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, have Cody Rhodes' WWE talks fizzled out?
WWE tried to buy Ring of Honor on more than one occasion.
Vince McMahon has referred to WWE's released wrestlers as dead weight.
And Vince McMahon is going to induct The Undertaker into the Hall of Fame. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And TFI Friday. What does it stand for, Andy?
Bank Fiend, it's Friday.
Flippin' Fiend.
Here
he is. This is the news.
We had the flat F-U-C-K last week. This week we've got the god of this S-H-I-T. Are you all right, mate?
I'm indeed.
The fiend to set you off.
Oh, so you've got the black goo.
Let's kick this thing off by talking about Cody Rhodes. We've got an exclusive report here from Bodyslam.net's Cassidy Haynes.
No pains. Just pains.
We covered his story yesterday, of course, on the Ring of Honor AEW sale and plans and all of that. Apparently, there's talk. The contract talks between WWE and Cody Rhodes have, and I quote, fizzled out as of late. So he's been heavily linked, hasn't he, to WWE since he left AEW last month, of course. But there's now apparently a hope that Cody could be brought back to AEW, perhaps in a new role following Tony Khan's acquisition of Ring of Honor. So with this case, I don't think that anything is truly off the table, right? Apart from, like, Cody morphing into, like, a unicorn and flying off into outer space. But you never know. He's a wacky guy. Maybe he will do that. But I don't think anything is truly off the table. I would still be quite shocked if he didn't end up in WWE because Dave Meltzer was talking on Wrestling Observer Radio yesterday or the day before, whenever, saying that Cody essentially received a better offer than the one he got from AEW. Not saying who that offer was from, but when you think about it, who's the richest guy in all of Scrooge McDuck business? It's Vince McMahon. But yeah, casting some doubts on the Cody situation, here we are. The Codyverse continues to be this really weird place that I've stopped trying to make sense of for now. I'm just enjoying the ride.
Indeed. Say it with me, kids. It's a work.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Cody Rhodes is going to show up on SmackDown tonight. If you're going to debut him, debut him the Friday before your opposition's big premium live event, or if they want to call it a pay-per-view, then that's fine. Look, I do still think he's probably going to end up back in WWE for the reasons you laid out. Look, I think the main reason he left AEW is money, as we often talk about. But I get that talks have stalled or fizzled out or whatever, because it's not that simple, in my opinion. No. If it was two AEWs, for example, that are just offering different amounts, that's one thing. But Cody's had experience of what WWE is like and what they can do to you as a person. He is going back there with his stock unquestionably a lot higher than it was when he left. And I sense, just pure speculation on my behalf, by the way, that it's probably, the money side of things has probably been figured out. And he's like, you're not going to book me for like the IC title, are you?
Yeah.
If I had to guess, that's what I'd say. Maybe there's something.
You're going
to
make me put on the face paint and all this stuff.
Like, he knows what he's worth. He's without question, should be one of the top, top guys when he comes back to WWE. So maybe that's what it is. But like you say, the Ring of Honor wrinkle in all of this makes things very interesting about a potential AEW return for Cody.
So. Former Ring of Honor champion, has history with the brand. Yeah, we'll see what's coming. I know a lot of people are sick of hearing about Cody Rhodes, but I love this stuff. So, hey,
yes,
jump on the roller coaster.
It's also very intriguing because normally, if it was a different time of year, we'd just be like, we'll keep you posted. There is a clock on this. We are what? 4 weeks away from WrestleMania.
That's right.
And the obvious immediate aftermath of WrestleMania, where normally, if you're not going to do something with someone at WrestleMania, you bring them back the week after. So, something's going to happen.
TikTok, baby. The boogeyman. He had the clock.
Maybe that's it. They pitched the feud.
Hey. I don't know.
Right, let's talk a little bit more about Ring of Honor, though, and the intriguing sort of history of people trying to buy it. We talked a little bit yesterday that there was another offer on the table for Ring of Honor when AEW purchased it. That wasn't WWE as far as I can tell, but they did try and buy it on two separate occasions. Meltzer, talking on the latest episode of Wrestling Observer Radio, revealed that Triple H tried to buy it back in 2018. Ring of Honor did deny it, but there was a little bit of smoke to that fire. Vince McMahon, though, apparently made the ultimate decision not to buy it because he thought he could acquire a bigger company, and then subsequently found out that, yeah, can't really buy out New Japan.
Yeah, it's a bit tricky.
I wish I was a fly on the wall for that revelation. Yeah, and then Mike Johnson reports, of Peter Inside, of course, reports that WWE did have interest in Ring of Honor in late 2021 when, obviously, the promotion announced it was going on hiatus. There was discussions in December, but a deal was never agreed upon. And a lot of people within WWE were kind of surprised when the announcement came on Wednesday night, of course, that AEW had acquired Ring of Honor. The general consensus within WWE was that it was going to be a big announcement about the HBO Max streaming deal, which could still be in the pipeline. Yeah. But yeah, a lot of surprise in WWE HQ that AEW not really have snuck underneath WWE and taken Ring of Honor away, but that they have been successful in actually acquiring this promotion.
Yeah, for sure. It's a situation where, like a lot of people, I'm going to hang tight and wait to see how this whole unfolds with regards to Ring of Honor as a going concern. Mm-hmm. And we covered Cassidy Haynes' report yesterday on it potentially becoming some kind of developmental territory. Withholding judgment on that.
Yep.
See how it pans out. But like, as a nerdy little fan dork, which is what I am, I've been watching Ring of Honor since like 2004 or something. For me, the most important thing coming out of this is that, look, Tony Khan's a billionaire, so he's not the same dude as us, no. Obviously. But he's also a giant wrestling dork nerd man as well.
Yeah.
So he will love that, having that tape library, and he will treat it with reverence and respect, and he will do something fitting with it. That's for me as a consumer, that's my big takeaway from all this, that he will do something appropriate. I'm not sure Vince McMahon is taking that tape library and going,
no.
Yeah, we need to respect this body of work when my body of work is millions of times bigger and I'm the richest guy and the most successful promoter of all time. But hey.
I'll hold my hands up and admit that I was mainly a WWE guy before I started here at What Culture. I knew about Ring of Honor. I'd seen bits. I'd seen all the big infamous matches. But I wasn't as dedicated as anyone else. I also don't have a goddamn side in the war. I like both AEW and WWE. And I attempt to bury both of them on a regular basis.
Did you know, Twitter keeps telling me you can like more than one
Thanks
promotion.
For that.
Yeah, really, really insightful comment.
But I will say that I'm glad that AEW, like you say, got that tape library. Yes. Rather than WWE, just because I think, like you say, they're going to handle it better. That doesn't mean I like AEW more than WWE. I really like WWE as well, but apparently you're not allowed to.
Yeah, sometimes wrestling just doesn't want you back. Anyway, we're going to move over to the Vince McMahon Pat McAfee interview. This interview was, it was pretty much what I expected.
Yeah.
Right, you didn't expect Vince to go on there and get hit with like deep, hard-hitting questions, because Pat McAfee works for him. It was a fluff interview. It was. There was no real insight or anything. And there were only a couple of moments where Vince didn't feel like he was dodging bigger points.
Mm-hmm.
But you expect that. And we still got some vaguely entertaining stuff. Like, he called Michael Cole like a horrible human being or something.
Did he say he works out at 1:30 a.m. to 3 a.m.?
Yeah. So like,
I've never worked out at that time, ever.
Yeah, it's insane. Like, stuff like that is quite entertaining, but the response to this interview has been, I think, a little bit overblown. I saw people call it humanizing. What are you talking about? It was a fluff interview.
Yeah.
You could have put it out on, like, The Bump or something, and it would have had the same impact. Yeah, humanizing. I mean, there's one point in the interview where he goes, it's easier for me to fire people now that we're a public limited company because I don't use my heart or I don't listen to my heart anymore. It's like, that's the opposite. I'm getting out, I'm getting into the weeds here. But yeah, well, the spiciest comment probably is when he called his released wrestlers dead weight. So Pat asked him about the situation. He said, people always assume that you just have no heart and you do not care about all these people you've let go. Are any of those decisions more difficult than others, or is it just always what will make the best show in your eyes? And Vince responded with the following. I'm always concerned about what's best for the audience. Always. What does the audience want? And if you have dead weight around, you have situations whereby someone's not cutting it and you have an opportunity for someone else to come in. It's like, okay, that's probably the best thing. He continues. He talks a little bit about people making excuses. Yeah. Sometimes athletes, when they're not given the opportunity, or even if they are and it doesn't work, people from all walks of life seldom look in the mirror and say, you know what, I was the guy who effed up. It was on me. Instead, everyone has a million excuses to why things didn't work. And generally speaking, the heat has to go in some place, the old blame game, and I'm the bad guy. That's part of the job. Well, you know, we've gone over this stuff so many times before. I think I'm not going to sit here and go, you're Vince, whatever. Even though people have a right to do that. Maybe just be a bit more diplomatic about people you cut when you're making record profits.
A lot of the time when I see or hear Vince McMahon talk, I get put under that spell of his that all the wrestlers talk about. And I find myself sort of nodding along. I think this was the point where I was like, no, I'm not buying this.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he can slant things whatever way that he wants. I'm sorry, you can't talk about releasing that many wrestlers. And the talent, you know, like, I'm not saying that you should release anyone. Certainly not during a global pandemic when you record profits and what have you. But the fact that you're like, we've got to release these guys who are, some of them that have been released are incredibly talented people. And the reason you've released them is because they failed you. But what they failed is to do the thing that you want them to do.
Which is usually mental.
Exactly. Maybe look a little bit at yourself before you start pointing the finger and going, why couldn't you get Bearcat over or whatever it may be?
Yeah, man. Keith Lee growling on TV didn't get over. Is that Keith Lee's fault?
Look, when they used to do spring cleaning, I think there is an argument to say some of those guys were dead weight back in the day.
Yeah, okay, yeah,
I think the swathes of people they released, you cannot say, well, like, the fact that they were like, we're going to have to get some legends back with this women's Royal Rumble because we haven't got enough women now.
Yeah.
It speaks volumes, in
and
my
like,
opinion.
And, like, just to nip something in the bud, we're not saying that everyone who was released by WWE should have been world champion level. Because when you make these comments, a lot of people...
Everyone has a role to play.
Yeah, for sure. Like, a jobber is just as important as, like, an upper mid-card guy in some cases. But, you know, maybe just Vince McMahon... I know I'm asking too much from Vince McMahon because he's who he is, but a little bit less cold on this subject matter would maybe be...
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact... You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Well, let's move on from dead weight to the dead man. I'll tell you what, put that in for the awards, lads.
Hey.
Right, The Undertaker's going in the Hall of Fame, of course, this
what
year.
Awards?
And Vince McMahon, the Best Segway Awards, of course. Hang on, let's put this in as well. Just get this nice and clean for you, Ben Roy. Oh! I'd like to thank my Mom, dad, family, friends. That's been practicing my award speech. Anyway, Undertaker's going to the Hall of Fame 2022. And Vince McMahon revealed on Pat McAfee's podcast he is going to be the one to induct him. Nice quote, this. This will be one of the most difficult things I've done in my life because I like the guy. I love the guy. Not just like, I love the guy. We've known each other for so many years and we've been through all kinds of situations. And he sort of rambles on about like, oh, some stuff you can't talk about. And he continues, you have to have a family on the road. You have to have people you can count on, rely on, people that are loyal, what have you, and trustworthy and not have to look over your shoulder. And he is that kind of guy. No surprise, really, Andy, that he has a lot of love and adoration for Taker. Yeah. And I think it's appropriate he's the guy to induct him.
I think so, yeah, 100%. Of all the people in the wrestling world, I think Vince is the one who has always spoken about The Undertaker with the most reverence and all the things they've done together. And, you know, Undertaker was with him as an active performer for 30 years. And if you, you know, retirement doesn't really mean a whole lot in pro wrestling, so maybe he will be again. But yeah, not surprised, entirely appropriate. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, it just reminds me of the...
Yeah, of course.
Clip of him nearly in tears, nearly on Taker's documentary. For me, it was either Vince McMahon or Pitbull, Mr. Worldwide, inducting him. So I just edged it, probably Vince.
Yeah, probably not Kane these days. Probably not.
Yeah, I think he's been given enough of a platform.
Right, Twitter questions today.
Yes. I've remembered now what this is.
We're doing a new gimmick on Fridays, Big Dumb Fridays.
Big Dumb Fridays, you flipping losers.
Whereby, you know, during the week we get all your good questions, your insightful questions, your fun questions. Adam gathers those. But me, as what culture's biggest dumbass, on Friday we do dumb questions.
Yes.
So I put out a thread, if you've not seen it on Friday morning, saying, hey, send me your worst questions and we will answer them on the video. So I think I got like 80 responses in about half an hour a day.
Thank you, guys.
Which is absurd. But here we go. I've picked three of the absolute worst.
Okay. With
the dumbest, stupidest, yeah, stuff. You'll see what I mean. So Mike Nuttridge asks the following to start. Next wrestling creature to join AEW that isn't a dinosaur?
What?
Yep, there we go. Perhaps The Fiend, but what do you reckon?
As in, like, can I just make a wrestler be a character?
I think...
That has to be already established.
Let's go all the way in. You've got to choose a creature, like an actual creature. Not just, like, dino guy.
Well, my mind automatically went, for some reason, to... Is it Black Taurus in Impact?
Yes, he's
I was looking
awesome.
At the roster, and I was like, who the hell's this guy? I don't really watch that much Impact, but he's looking through the roster page. I think we were talking about... It was the Forbidden Door Rumble entrance.
Yes.
And then we were looking, we were like, Matt Cardona or Rhino or, you know, whoever it may be. And then I was like, wait a second, what's this?
Yeah.
So, Black Taurus, or if I can dress someone up, I'd have... some loser who isn't doing anything at the moment become a wrestling hedgehog.
Because how can you pick him up?
Exactly.
Like, he rolls on you. You're
he's
dead.
Got his spikes out. Boom.
You're getting popped like a zit. I'm going to go for the Flack himself.
Yeah.
Because how do you wrestle a gigantic melting dinosaur gator? You just can't.
I'd like him to do that. You remember Edge's entrance when he just sort of slide and then just be there?
Being flat. If you don't know who the Flat F-U-C-K is, Google.
Google Andy Murray's Twitter timeline.
Just have a look on my Twitter. Yeah, you'll find him. You'll find him. If only we could put the jingle in the video, but
nope.
Shout out to Gators Daily on Twitter. Also, the Flat looks so slow, it would probably take him about 2 hours to get to the ring.
Yeah.
So the show's over, so he wins by default.
Or they put him on one of those Royal Rumble carts they had. You know, and they're just like, oh, there's the big show, and now we're going to cut to the crowd for 10 minutes. And look at that, somehow he's at the ring.
And here comes a gigantic alligator. Second question comes from Nast, who asks the following. What kind of fruit would the Fiend absolutely not have sex with?
Ooh. I think he'd definitely have sex with a pineapple. 100%.
He would put his knob in a prickly pear.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, what he wouldn't have sex with.
Yeah.
Just looking at the guy, I'm just trying to really, really, you know, get into his mindset. Grapes.
Bag of grapes.
He wouldn't shag a bag of grapes. Yeah.
What's the softest fruit, do you reckon? What's the softest?
A nice peach.
Like a mushed up banana.
Yeah.
Like he wouldn't do that, it's too easy.
Yeah.
The Fiend likes a challenge.
We tried so hard not to swear.
Go on, it's just say the effing Fiend. Go on.
He's not going to shag a bag of grapes.
Yeah.
Well, unless they're seedless. Yeah. Have it out in the comments.
Well,
that's three swears I've got to tell Ben Roy.
We censored the flat F-U-C-K. We messed the
final
we messed
question.
The
final question.
Final question. Nothing to do with wrestling.
Good.
Don't care. It comes from Donatron, who asks...
Great name.
excellent name. If fruitarians can only eat things that naturally fall of their own accord, like an apple falling from a tree that nobody picks up.
What if someone drops a Greg sausage roll?
The question is,
okay,
could they have a steak if a cow fell down a cliff?
Is this like taking cow tipping a little bit? Do people know what cow tipping is outside of the UK?
I hope so.
So cow tipping is I'm fairly certain it's not a thing.
Yeah.
But it's sneaking into a farmer's field at night whilst the cows are asleep and pushing them over. Don't do it, by the way. That's horrible.
Did you ever, like...
But yes, I think if, you know, like in Midsummer, if a cow goes and jumps off a cliff, fair game for
me. If there's, you know, that it's like a video game. When the cow hits the ground, like a bunch of steaks just fall out. totally fine.
That's
for me.
What the Elden Ring is, isn't it?
That is the Elden Ring. Did you know it's also a demon soul?
I've watched people really enjoying this. I've still just finishing up Spider-Man, the first one on PS4.
Ah.
I will get there eventually, but I've seen you. It looks incredibly difficult from what I've seen on social media.
Yeah, it is, man. The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Ring is it's a very difficult anime.
You're enjoying it, aren't you?
I love the game.
Yeah.
I think it's
and
really
if you enjoy it and you want to read or hear more about it, check out What Culture Gaming. Scott's been playing it loads, I'm sure.
And let us know what you think of the fiend shagging fruits.
Indeed. And we'll move on to today's and finally, you've probably already seen this tweet, let's be honest, if you're on here, because Brian Danielson tweeted after Eddie Kingston shared someone's lovely project. What I like about Eddie Kingston is he shares awesome projects by cool people about great wrestling. What I don't like about Eddie Kingston is Eddie Kingston. Honestly, Brian Danielson, Eddie Kingston, Matt Cardona, their social media presence needs to be protected at all costs.
And Eddie's quote tweet reply was tremendous. Effort. It's tremendous.
Don't forget to join us for the Revolution live stream on Sunday, by the way, because we're going to see him battering Chris Jericho, who then will be like, well played, sir. Yeah. Offer him handshake. Slap the fucking taste out of his mouth. Congratulations to Chris Jericho, by the way, on a hell of a transformation too.
Unreal. What is his secret? Tell me your secrets, Chris.
Yes.
Because, like, you seriously.
Like 50-odd as well.
51,
fair play.
Yeah. And he's done that in, like, 2 months.
But yes, Brian Danielson, excellent Twitter game. If you're not following him on Twitter, are you even a wrestling fan? Right, let us know your thoughts on that and all of today's news stories in the comment section below. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts. We're previewing SmackDown, we're previewing Rampage, and we've got Wrestle Culture, where we'll be previewing AEW Revolution. And I've got a very special, bloody good quiz for one Andy Murray to come this afternoon.
Is that about the feed?
Oh, maybe. Maybe. You can let us know your thoughts on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there, follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for The Fiend.
You can follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. Enjoy a bag of grapes today. And we will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.